Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pete Alonso with a home run prop hit to now give us double-digit home run props hit in less than 8 episodes. And also Mason Wynn going off with a huge value play for $2,500. This is the Fantasy Firebox. I am Tony Gixel-Cotillo, and we have 9 games tonight. I hope you had a good weekend because we're getting ready to embark on another week of wins. Let's start right off with a value pitcher. And let's go with Martin Perez, who I like a lot against the Mets at $7,600. All-around good pitcher who goes long in games, has good command, changes speed versus a very struggling offense. I also like his over 3.5 K prop as well. Then let's go to the Yankees with Lewis Gill, who has been high K potential, 8+ against the Toronto Blue Jays. Very undisciplined lineup. Again, we targeted him last week. We're going to target against him again. The offense is in the bottom half of the league, and he's 7,400. I also like his K prop at over 5.5. Make sure you get to WinDailySports.com and get the best lines on our prop model. It'll give you all the books and show you exactly where the best number is. Make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100, make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today. Now let's go to the value bats. And this is where you can really make some great ROI. I'm going to go first at $4,600 to CJ Abrams from the Washington Nationals. CJ has been extremely good this year. We're going to attack Ross Stripling, which we've done already. 26 hits, 18 innings pitched, and 5 walks. Come on, man. This guy is all over the place. And Abrams has 11.2 average for DK already this season. What's fueling that number is 8 of 11 games at 8+ points, 6 of 11 games in double digits, and 4 of 11 in 17+. That's huge value at $4,600. Now, I had to add this other guy in as well because I was torn between both of them, and that's Anthony Volpe of the New York Yankees, who has been electric. $4,500 against Chris Bassitt. I love attacking Chris Bassitt. Flat throwing hard pitcher who can be hit all over the place. Volpe's got 11.6 points per game for DK. Here's the thing. Both of these guys have higher points per game than Machado, Lindor, Bichette, and Cruz. And they're all those guys that I just mentioned priced higher than Abrams and Volpe. Then we're going to go to the Chicago Cubs and Michael Busch, who has been absolutely red hot. 75 points in 4 games, 4 home runs in a row, 3 multi-hit games as well. Now, do I expect him to get another home run? No, but he's hitting the ball so hard, and he's hitting the ball all over. And tonight, he faces Merrill Kelly of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who is not the K god he was last year. He's struggling with his K potential, and he has 4 walks and 11 hits already this year. So he's shown he's got a lot of nicks in the armor and a guy I would like to attack. And this guy may be my favorite value play of the night, and that's Blake Perkins, the 3,200 of the Milwaukee Brewers. He's going up against Joe Musgrove. Listen, I've watched Joe Musgrove. I watched him. Remember, I'm in Philly. Remember, I watched him in the playoffs, and I watched a guy who, if he does not have the speed, velocity, and command of his pitches, he will be erratic and get hit all over. And right now, he's giving up
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
25 hits and 14 runs with 7 walks and only 17 strikeouts in 18 innings pitched. He's averaging about 3 Ks per 9, which is less than half of what he's used to, and he's even worse on the road. And Blake Perkins has been forcing his way to more at-bats for Milwaukee, 10 hits in 7 games, 2 stolen bases, 2 walks, 8 runs scored. There's a big reason why Milwaukee is clicking, and Blake Perkins is one of those reasons. Now we go on to some FFVPs. Remember, these are guys less than 3,000. We nailed Mason Winn the last game, and we're going to go with him again because he's still only 2,500 in Oakland against Ross Stripling, who just consistently gives up big games to other players. And Mason Winn, in 4 of his last 5, has given you 8+, and his last 2 games, 30 DK points and no home runs, which means he hits the ball, he gets on base, and he makes things happen. And then we're going to get a surprise to me, and that's Jesse Winker at 2,800. And yes, he's facing Tyler Glasnow, who I get. Just understand something. There's a lot of things with Glasnow. He's still great. Best pitcher on the slate. However, he gives up hits and runs and also has 7 walks this year. Jesse Winker is batting .341 and has a very high contact rate. He's been in positive point production in his last 3 games, and he cut his Ks in half this year, which means he's very, very productive. And let's not forget, a very favorable right field fence for pull hitters in LA. Now we get to the bread and butter, and that is the home run props. And make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100. Make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today. First guy we're going to go to is Ellie De La Cruz versus George Kirby. Listen, last 2 games, he hasn't made it out of the 4th inning. He has tons of heat, no location at times, and a very hard contact rate. And Ellie just hit a 449-foot moonshot, and he is ready to put his stamp on this game. And then I'm going to go against our formidable foe, and that's Chris Bassitt. We'd like to attack him, okay? Home run in all 3 of his starts, and I'm going to go Aaron Judge. He had a home run last game, 2 doubles, 2 games before that, and he is in a zone. Remember, Aaron Judge is in a different spot this year. He doesn't have to be the guy. So he's not going full bore. He's getting used to how the lineup is actually clicking, which is good for him. But he will be able to go yard tonight against a guy he loves to hit again in Chris Bassitt. And then we're going to go Atlanta with Matt Olson against my man Spencer in Houston. 7 runs on his debut start. He didn't give up any home runs, though. That's the thing. He's going to give up a home run tonight because he faced the Kansas City Royals. He didn't face the Atlanta Braves. And Matt Olson has no home runs in 6 games, which means he is hungry. And then a premium play that really stuck out to me that I'm taking a shot at, and that's Lars Nootbaar for the St. Louis Cardinals against Ross Stripling. Now, Nootbaar's only played 3 games this year. He's just getting healthy, but he's hit 1 home run already, and he's got tons of lineup protection. And here's a secret thing I look at. He's 4,300 in DraftKings, which means they expect him to do good things tonight. I do as well. Now let's get to the pick parlay. And remember, we just keep missing on this. Last 3 nights, we missed on 1 leg. So let's go right with the 2 pitchers that I mentioned earlier that I really like. Let's throw in Lewis Gill at over 5.5 Ks. And let's throw in Martin Perez at over 3.5 Ks. 2 very attainable numbers. Then let's go with the hit brigade. Let's go again with Matt Olson to get us that hit. Let's go with Michael Bush to get us that hit. Let's go with Mason Winn to get us that hit. Do you see a pattern here? Then last, we're going to go with the red-hot Bryce Turang of the Milwaukee Brewers to get us a hit, and that's going to total up to 1851. And if you want to get a little jigsaw crazy, go add in Ellie De La Cruz for a hit, and that'll bring you up to plus 3071. Huge number if we hit. Again, Fantasy Firebox, WinDailySports.com. Man, I know it was a little long today, but a lot of information I wanted to give. Let's hit some home run props, and let's finally get that pick parlay to cash.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.